Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. University of Miami head football coach Manny Diaz joins us this morning. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning. How are you?
Man, we're doing great, Coach. And the tough decision I know you had to make yesterday with everything going on. I think everybody's just kind of curious. When you go into making that decision, what did you have to look at with three guys so close? Can you just talk about the final things that you saw with Jaren Williams?
Well, we were pretty consistent in terms of our evaluation throughout the entire time in terms of what mattered to us. Again, which has been eliminating the critical errors, and then it comes down to decision-making, accuracy, and then does a guy have a little bit of a knack for maybe making something happen special? And I'll tell you, it's funny. I mean, I would sit there and watch, during training camp, and I'd say we can go do this with any of these three guys. I mean, it was really like that. I mean, I really felt like all three guys had elevated their play, from certainly from spring, but even from, the guys that were with us last season. And so, I think what just separated Jaren is, Jaren just has a, his arm talent is obviously very, very good, and I think there was some instinctual things in terms of understanding just, it's the understanding of position and sort of, quarterbacking, just really having a great feel for where to go with the ball, and I think, and I think his determination and toughness and some of those things won out, and that doesn't mean, like I said, that we couldn't have won with the other guys, but ultimately when you had to choose, and, we took down data for everything and were very deliberate in terms of how we went through the process. But I think everybody felt good about going to Jaren.
How much of it had to do, you talked about how bad the offense was in the first half of that last scrimmage. How much of it had to do with the second half of the scrimmage and how he played? Did that finally put you over the top, or do you have a pretty good idea before?
Yeah, but see, here's a great example of when you have to evaluate a scrimmage, certainly that could be a part of it, but that would also, there would be a suggestion that the other guys played well in the second half as well. Here's the thing though, things cannot be going well and you can still evaluate a player individually, right? So like a play can be called. And so for example, on a decision-making grade, there may be a tight end who forgot to block the defensive end, right? Yeah. So it turns into a sack or something like that. Or a pass might be dropped or a pass might be tipped at the line of scrimmage, but you can still evaluate, did he take the right drop? Did his eyes go to the right place? Did he choose the right, did he press the right button in the old, in the old video game? And if those all things happen, you may not get the result of the play. Conversely, you can actually have the other thing happen, right? A guy can, take a drop, read the covers the wrong way, deliver the ball to a guy who may catch it, run for a first down, and that may actually not be, the intent and the design of the play. So, that's the idea of that's why you watch the film, and that's why you have to be as thorough in your evaluation as possible, because you can't always, when you got a lot of guys out there who are all learning what to do, you can't always say, okay, well, this is, hey, if things are working, a guy may be playing good when things are not going well.
Coach, offensive line-wise, are you concerned at all? You have two young guys in the bookends, left and right tackle, going into this now with Jaren. Are you concerned at all with the offensive line right now?
Well, I don't know if concerned is the right word. I think from the spring practice, I think we're continuing to improve at that position, And then I think that's, there's a – let's talk about whether you're talking about quarterbacks, whether you're talking about offensive line, you may be talking about secondary play, you may talk about anything. This game does not operate in vacuums, right? And so what I mean by that is that, just what we were just talking about, okay, well, we're not scoring well, it must be on the quarterback, or we're not, running the ball well, or we're not protecting, it must be on the offensive line. Or if we're not, you know, everything works in concert with, you know, each other. So, you know, whether that's the way that we call plays, whether that's the way that we scheme things up, whether that's the way that we get the ball out, you know, everything has a place and everything works, you know, sort of hand in hand. We actually ran the ball very, very well on Saturday night. So I'm actually pleased with the progress of our offensive line. You know, and again, we got some guys that are going to be young out there, but you know what? That's okay, because guess what? The other guys do also.
Right. Hey, Coach, getting back to Jaren Williams, the other national story has been Tate Martell, who is a pretty big recruit himself coming in from the transfer portal out of Ohio State, and the guy not getting the job. How did he take it? What did you say to those guys, and what do you say? And everybody's curious now to see if they stay around.
Well, we told all the guys, you know, that it was that the competition was very close, that that by no means that, you know, that even when Jaren won it, that doesn't mean that he's perfect and, you know, and without, you know, flaws, or that the idea is that he doesn't have to improve. We told all of them that they had all made massive strides, because they have. They've all really, really improved, and that they all need to continue to improve. I thought all three guys took it really well. And the message is like, let's get back here and let's get back ready to work. To me, that's all a part of it. It's just the nature of the position. You know, you want one guy. I feel like for a long time we've been needing a guy to be our quarterback at Miami, instead of, you know, kind of going back and forth. And so the team can rally around, and that the fan base can rally around. And look, but yeah, I mean, we're going to be young. But that's okay, because we think the role to Jaren. We think we got a guy that we can rally behind, and let's go do it.
You pretty set now, Coach, on as you really focus on the Florida Gators now for the next week and a half on positions and rotations? Are some of this work still pretty open?
No, there are definitely, you know, we're not close to being able to announce a depth chart. There are some spots that we definitely have to continue to battle it out. And the neat thing about this week is now you get into some more of a game week mode, because you start to say, okay, now we're playing Florida. Okay, this week, you know, against, you know, maybe talking to a lineman. Okay, hey, you know, they line up in this front, so we have to, you know, ID the mic this way and turn the protection that way. And on defense, okay, we have to make this adjustment. And this backfield said you can expect this run or whatever. And you will see guys that can handle that and guys that can't handle that, because you've gone from playing against Miami every day throughout spring practice and throughout training camp, and now you're playing an opponent, right? So now you're starting to see, okay, who can handle game week adjustments? Because, you know, you have your rules, you have your scheme, and then you got to learn how to play that scheme against another opponent. So that also now factors into the evaluation of guys that can actually function in a game, instead of just seeing, you know, when you're going up against sort of the same thing day in, day out. Okay, hey, here's a 4-day week, and we have to, you know, we have to get our stuff, you know, ready to go play against their stuff. You know, can you handle that? So that evaluation continues to go on.
Coach, I want to go to the other side of the ball real quick. Defensive line, defensive tackle. How are you feeling of the depth of that DT position right now? I know Nesta was a big loss, at least for the next, you know, 6 to 8 weeks or whatever the case may be. And your bookends, a defensive end. How are you feeling on the defensive line right now?
I'm encouraged. I really am. You know, John Ford continues to play at a very high level. You got Pat Bevel in there. And I think the arrival of Chigozie and Aruka, and then the development of Jordan Miller, you know, has really given us the four guys that we can go in there and play with. And, you know, when we get Nesta back, you know, here in however many weeks' time, I think it'll be great to have them back. And, you know, and again, that's what we should have. You know, we should have that rotation of guys that we can run in and out of that position, where we can really stay fresh up front.
Coach, how's Cameron Harris? Kind of been a big, strong guy, and then kind of people were putting social media stuff out that he was in bad shape with an injury. How's he doing?
Cam Harris, a running back?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fine. You know, he's and actually yesterday's practice, I thought he actually ran the ball as well as he has all training camp. So, no, I mean, Cam's good, you know, between him and, you know, DJ Dallas, who I feel like has really flashed and all of our scrimmages. You know, I think we've got a couple different options, a couple different styles of runner, you know, that can go in there and change some things up.
Hey, Coach, one position I love, and I can't wait to see how you guys are going to use it, your tight end position, especially with Irvin playing well with Jordan and what Mallory did in spring football. Well, I'll tell you what, that's going to be fun. Do you see a lot of those guys playing together, a lot of two tight end stuff, Coach?
That's certainly a possibility.
Don't give up too much, Coach. Yeah.
Welcome to Gainesville right now.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play with six tight ends at once.
That's it. Out, okay? Yeah, right. No offensive linemen. Very well done.
It's a good position.
Yeah, there we go. See? There we go. Yeah. Here's the neat thing. We've got some weapons, and whether that's a tight end or wide receiver or running back or whatever, and we've got the ability to get our best guys on the field and in a bunch of different ways. And we're at a point now where, you know, the games are here, and it's about creating favorable matchups that we can exploit. And, you know, and tight ends, they are the, you know, as you know very well, they are sort of the unique piece on the chessboard that you can really have fun with in terms of how you create matchups. And so I expect all those guys to have good years for us.
Coach, Bubba Bolden's now on campus. I know he's been there for a couple of days now or a week or so. Where does he fit in the system right now, in the scheme right now, and how close is he to getting to play and being with that first or second team?
He's just learning right now, you know, because he's been with us for, I guess, 4 days, and he had to go through the acclimatization process like all the guys do. So today's actually his first day where he can be, you know, in full pads like everybody else. So we're just kind of cross-training him across, you know, a couple different positions along our secondary, a couple different safety spots, and a couple different spots in the sub-package, you know, and just seeing where he can fit in. And, you know, I think that's one of the unique advantages of our schedule. You know, obviously we've got the opener here coming up in a week and a half, but you've got a bye week, you know, then you play a couple more games, and then you have another bye week, you know, so really before that stretch run and the ACC run. So we have some time to get all these guys up to speed, but it's been fun having Bubba at practice these last few days for sure.
Manny, you've been a defensive coordinator, so now you're the head coach. How are you spending most of your time? Has it been an adjustment? Do you still find yourself sneaking over to see the defensive side and kind of, oh God, we can do this? Or are you getting better at watching both sides?
You mean like at practice, for example, or meetings?
Yeah. The whole thing, the whole works. Yeah, the whole works. Like meetings to on the field.
Well, you know, you have to have your hand in both. But I know this. You know, it's really, really important that we play championship defense at the University of Miami, because that's still the foundation of all the great Miami teams. So we've got a great defensive staff. You know, Blake Baker's doing a great job as our coordinator with Efren Bond and all those other guys over there. But I'm always going to be highly involved in what's going on over there. That being said, you know, it's been great to, you know, Dan Enos, you know, I've got full confidence in him to run the offense. It's been great for me to get in there with those guys and sit and you know, be in the quarterback meetings and that type of stuff. So you find a way to have the balance. But rule one is get a really, really good staff and let those guys do their job and have the ability to coach your coaches, and that's really what's going on right now.
Coach, two names that have come up a lot in our text machine are from fans, Jalen Phillips and Lorenzo Lingard. Any updates on them and what's going on with them? Or I know Jalen's just kind of getting acclimated to everything, but Lingard with the injury and getting back into playing?
Well, Jalen, we've known all along that Jalen's not going to be eligible to play this year. So, you know, that just sort of is. He's in school. He's, you know, he's here. He's good. It's great having him on our campus. And then Lorenzo is just, you know, every day we're just, you know, piling more and more workload on top of him. So, and he's really responding and really getting confidence in his leg. And so it's been really encouraging just to see the work he's putting in and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to unveil him here pretty soon.
Game plan's out yet, Coach, or is that still a few days away before you put offensive and defensive game plans in for this first game?
No, we're treating this very much like a very similar to what you would do with a bowl game, or, you know, you remember the old, like, you know, like a Super Bowl, like, you know, you take this week and we're going to prepare like we're playing this Saturday, you know, put everything in, you know, practice through a game week. And then that, you know, that gives us a chance to really get it installed, get it figured out, practice it, let's go play it. And then you come back next week and you do it again. So that, you know, the kids are really, really familiar with it. Coaches have had a chance to say, yeah, you know what, maybe this is, this was a good idea, but, you know, I don't know. And you know, it just gives you, it gives you two, you know, sort of two laps around the racetrack to really decide how, you know, how good we feel about our plan. And then, you know, and again, it's game one, right? I mean, this is going to be a game where it's going to be the best game plan is going to be the best tackling team, you know, be the best blocking team, be great on special teams. You know, that's normally what determines openers in games like this.
Coach, before we let you leave, you excited? Your first game is next week. You're the head coach. You're looking forward to this at all? I know a lot of head coaches stick their head in the books all night and watch tape all night. But are you looking forward to this, your first game next week?
I don't know. Let me see.
You don't sound it.
I'm pretty excited. Josh, geez, like I'm missing out something that I should be doing on, you know, I could be taking my kids back to school shopping. You know what I mean? Like, I think I'm pretty excited, you know. The Miami Hurricanes are getting ready to play. Here in about 10 days, I think that's reason for everybody to get excited. But yeah, me first in line.
That's gonna be fun. I know everybody's already talking about. Coach, thank you so much for spending time with us. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Always enjoy it, guys. Have a great day.
Manny Diaz talking. Were you kidding me about him having a good time?
Listen, a lot of coaches don't even like think about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.